Iowa's hottest monster. RX93.1, welcome back to Riot Wednesday. It's Rhea Rams, and of course, we are here with ex-ambassadors.
Hey.
With us today. Hi, Sam.
How's it going?
So great to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us, for taking the time. I see you're in a car. So Sam's in a car right now. He just came from a long, long drive. So it's such an honor that you actually took time out of your day to spend with us here on the Monster.
I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm also so lucky with the place that I parked. I have this really nice side lighting coming in just from the building across from me, and it's getting dark here in LA. So perfect. Serendipitous.
Yeah. What time is it out there?
It is 7:26 PM out here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because here in the Philippines, when it's 7 p.m., there is absolutely no sun anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to really go down. There's just this really nice, bright light that someone has on the side of their building that's shining in my face right now.
Well, it looks amazing. So to the monsters out there, if you guys want to check out Sam's lighting, ex-ambassador's lighting, you can find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/rx931. We also are live on YouTube and on Twitch. But Sam, we are here to talk, of course, about ex-ambassadors, and right now it's just you, but your brother is also part of the band, as well as Adam Levin, right?
Yeah.
All right. And in case you guys are curious, ex-ambassadors are known for songs like Unsteady, Jungle, Renegades, and a lot more. So why don't we talk about ex-ambassadors for a little bit? You guys have been a band for so long now, right?
Yeah, a long time. I mean, we really started playing together in 2007, but we weren't ex-ambassadors until 2013. That's when we started putting music out as ex-ambassadors. But really, we've been together since 2007. I mean, Adam, my brother, and I have been playing together since then. So it's been 17 years. It's crazy.
17 years. I'm sure you've been here for much longer. I know that you guys started out as just ambassadors, right?
Yeah. So, and we put the X onto it when we signed with Interscope Records, and there were like seven other bands or artists with ambassadors in the name, and the label came to us and said, hey, you know, we'd have to either pay these people like $50,000 to clear the name, or you can just change it a little bit. And we all kind of just, we're like, we'll change it. we were so broke, you know.
Why X? Is there like a meaning behind that? Or was it just like, oh, it sounds good?
Oh God, I wish there was a meaning behind it. I was sitting on my laptop and I was on Photoshop and I was just combining whatever I could. It was like, we ambassadors, oh, ambassadors of blank. And then I put the letter X in front of ambassadors and it looked cool. And I sent it to the rest of the band, and I sent it to our producer who was working on our record, and he was like, This is cool. Roll with it.
I love that. Now, I do know that you and your brother started. So your brother Casey, right? You guys started playing music together. But before that, you mentioned in a previous interview that you actually drifted a little bit, and music kind of brought you guys back together. And so now I'm curious, how did you guys get to, you know, playing more often? And how did Adam join the both of you to create ex-ambassadors?
When Casey and I were in high school, early high school and middle school, we really didn't have much interaction with each other. I had spent so much of my early years with him. We're very close. My brother's blind, and because of his visual impairment, you know, there were a lot of situations where I had to help him and he had to accept my help. He's my older brother, I'm his younger brother, so you know, it was tense. And I think I wanted to carve out as many spaces as I could in my own world that were just mine, because my life and his were so entwined for the majority of the time. So we drifted apart. But then when my parents got a divorce in high school, I think that just kind of pushed us naturally a bit closer together. And I also had been playing in a band for a while, and my brother is such an incredible musician. and the rest of us in the band were not. And so, and he was always around. And eventually my guitar player at the time was like, man, why is your brother not playing with us? And I just kind of, I caved. We met Adam in 2006 I met him in 2006 when I moved to New York City. In 2007, my brother moved to the city as well. And that's when we started playing. And I met Adam at the dorms, on the freshman dorms in college. We both were at the same dorm and I heard he was a drummer. So I had a demo of my band with Casey and I slipped my demo under his door with a note that was like, you want to jam sometime?
I love that. It's so old school.
So wholesome. It was so wholesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so old school too, because now it's usually like, okay, you send it through email, but you send it.
Yeah.
What a great way to come together. Now, you guys have created so many beautiful songs like Unsteady, Renegades, and so many more that have just really touched the lives of other people. But I'm curious, what would be your personal favorite song that you guys have created?
Oh, well, I mean, this new one that we just put out or are putting out this week, the song called Follow the Sound of My Voice. We've been teasing it on socials and it's a song that I wrote about my brother and it's one of my favorite things I think I've ever written. So I'm very proud of that one, but I also love how songs like Unsteady have, you know, stood the test of time and people connect with it on so many different levels. You know, it doesn't matter what the song meant to me really when I wrote it, the fact that it's taken on new meaning and new life for, you know, all the people that have consumed it is really, it's really special. So that one will always hold a place in my heart.
Definitely. And you guys actually have worked with a lot of big names like Lizzo, Cause I Love You, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. You've worked with Rihanna, SZA. How was that? What was that experience like?
You know, it's funny because a lot of the bigger names that I've kind of been attached with, these songs were written without me ever being in the room with them. Lizzo is the one who we were in the room with the most, wow. And we worked very closely with her on her first record. That Rihanna song, American Oxygen, that I wrote, I worked on that song for a year, never met her.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah. That's just how it works though. I mean, not a song taking a year, but like, you know, sometimes a song gets passed on to people and I've cut things before for features that I still haven't met the person who wrote it. You know, just everyone everyone has very busy lives, crazy schedules. But it's a shame. I really would love to, have worked one-on-one with a lot of the people that I have cuts with, you know,
but is there any artist at all that you haven't worked with yet, but are really like strongly interested in working with?
Oh, you know, I really love this. Let me just say, I'm a huge country music fan.
Oh my God.
I've like recently become obsessed with country and, in the last like 3 years. And, but prior to that, I was always really a big Americana fan, a big, folk singer songwriter fan. I'd love to work with someone like Chris Stapleton at some point. He's like my dream. That would be out of control.
Well, I'm going to look forward to it. I bet it's going to happen. I'm going to count on it happening because I got to say, like, I've also been into country lately. So if you guys release a country song in collaboration with a country artist, my goodness, that would be amazing. So we're going to look forward to that.
We actually did. We put a song out with an artist called Breland earlier last year, a song called Alcohol. Mm-hmm. You should check it out. He's an up-and-coming country artist.
Oh my gosh, definitely. Alcohol, guys, for all the country lovers out there. We'll make sure check that out. Now, I do want to talk about your songs. You did mention also before that you want your songs to encourage vulnerability. And you said that it's because, you know, growing up, you were surrounded by a lot of toxic masculinity. So what were some experiences that really pushed you to be more vulnerable despite that toxic masculinity that surrounded you?
I mean, I was really lucky that I was encouraged always to pursue my artistic tendencies, and I had a really supportive, you know, both my parents had worked in the arts, and saw that I was drawn to that. So they really encouraged me there and made me feel safe and protected. And I think that's it, you know, a lot of that work starts in the house. And beyond that, I think, also I just found that it, around high school was when is when you start to form these kernels of like, oh, I think maybe I don't need to pretend like I'm something I'm not. I spent all of middle school doing that. And then in high school, and it's exhausting and it drains you. And around like sophomore year, I kind of started, there's something just shifted in me, and I didn't feel like I needed to like be on a sports team, you know? But again, I was really lucky to have the parents that I had and also the friends that I had, you know, I think I was very lucky that I had, even though there was a lot of toxic masculinity in, you know, in Ithaca and upstate New York, there was also an incredible flourishing artistic community. And there were a lot of other people who were very empathetic and very progressive, who I was surrounded by. So I saw that as a possibility, you know, and I think I reached for that.
Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. I love that you are trying to kind of spread that around also with your music.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel it's so, even for me as like a grown man, you know, I find that sometimes if I'm so jealous of like, my wife has this incredible network of women who, whenever she is going through someone, she has more support than she even knows what to do with. And if I'm going through something emotionally, you know, I usually just turn to her, but sometimes her plate's pretty full and she can't handle what I've got to, you know, to deal with. And so, you know, I don't have very many like close male friends who I feel like I can be vulnerable with, but those that I do, I'm so grateful of. But a lot of guys, a lot of like, I guess like straight guys don't really have that
right
often. You right. know, and it's I don't know. It is, but what it is, but it's, I wish, yeah. I hope it's changing.
I think it is. And I think that your music definitely is one factor that's been inspiring, males to be a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more open.
Yeah. And I hope so.
Yeah, I know so. So I think that's really awesome. I think that's really inspiring of you. But now I do want to talk about this new album and new song that you guys are putting out. Let's talk about Half-Life. So this is a song that, you know, celebrates lovers, partners, spouses, pets, even children, just people that you interact with that kind of open up new passages in your heart. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about this song?
I love a good love song. I just love a good solid love song. You know, I wanted to write something like that for this album. I have been with my wife literally for half of my life. It was not planned. It was not planned to write a song called Half-Life about my dynamic with her, but I was in Nashville and I was working with these two writers and a writer named Ben Stennis, who wrote this incredible song that I love called, Till You Can't. It's a country song. And, this other artist, Joy Williams, she was in a group called the Civil Wars, and she's a solo artist on her own. And, Joy came into the session with this title, Half-Life. We started talking about our partners, our significant others. And, we just came up with this song, and it was so tender and beautiful. And, it still had that little bit of heartbreak in there, which I think is such an important ingredient to a good love song. And I had no idea how strongly people were going to, you know, connect with this one when we started teasing it. And it's been really nice to see the enthusiasm behind it.
It is really such a beautiful song. So I'm really excited for more people to hear it and listen to it. And this song is actually part of your upcoming album, right? So why don't you tell us about this new album?
So the album's called Townie. It's coming out April 5th. And I wrote it about my hometown, about Ithaca, New York, about upstate New York, about central New York. I love this part of the world. I mean, it's such a huge part of who I am and my DNA and in my heart, my soul. And I, for a very long time, you know, did whatever I could to shake it and not have it be, you know, a defining part of who I am. I moved to New York as soon as I could. As soon as I turned 18, you know, I moved all the way across the country. I live in LA now. But I'm always going to be a townie. And I think I finally realized that in my heart. And I wanted to dedicate an album to that place and to the people who I grew up with and grew up around and who I love and respect. And this album is for... It's for them. It's for all the townies everywhere, though, really. You know, it's for anyone who grew up in a small town and ever felt overlooked or, you know, or like they were just going to fade into the background and be invisible. It's for them as well as my fellow upstate New Yorkers.
Well, we are really looking forward to listening to it again. Townie will be released on April 5th. So look out for that, Monsters. And you have always written songs that are very vulnerable, very personal. And for some reason, I have a feeling that this album won't be any different. But I think that, you know, since it is about the place where you grew up, it's got, you know, something a little bit more personal to it, I guess.
It is a very personal record. There's no other way to describe it. This is my experience of growing up there, but also, you know, it is and I think I also, like, whenever I'm writing songs, I'm drawing on experiences of my own, of my friends, of my family, of people that I met once in a grocery store somewhere, you know, or read about in a local newspaper. Like, I'm drawing from all over. And I think my goal was to really just try and paint a picture of what it felt like growing up in the area and the pocket of the world that I grew up in, to get as specific as possible and hope that, you know, some people can see that specificity and recognize it and recognize the intention behind it, you know, is to seek some sort of connection.
Right. Definitely. Now, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we are looking forward to listening to all these new songs as well as, of course, your older ones. So thank you so much for joining us. Now, before we let you go, why don't you tell the Monsters to listen to the album? And also, I know you guys just concluded a tour and are going to be heading on to... Yeah. Another one. So is there any chance that we're going to be seeing you guys here in the Philippines anytime?
Oh, I wish. We're trying to make it happen. We're working on it. I promise.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. And if there's anything you want to tell all our listeners, all the Monsters out there, now's your chance.
Monsters, you got to make sure you get our new album, stream it. It'll be available everywhere April 5th. It's called Townie. We love you so much, and we really can't wait to perform for you at some point. And I promise we're working on that. It will happen.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. Again, it is such an honor to talk to you and to get to know more about X Ambassadors as well as your upcoming album and songs. It has been so amazing just listening to you and being able to talk to you. So thank you so much for joining us here.
I really appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much again. If you come to the Philippines, we will be seeing you for sure.
Great. Great. Great.
Thank you so much again, Sam, and to X Ambassadors for joining us here on Riot Wednesday. Now it is time for us to get back to the music, playing you, of course, a track by X Ambassadors. Here's Unsteady, only here on The Monster.